sand. And I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Welcome back to the conversation here with our guests Tom and Barb Postorino, Katie Stumbo, and Jackie Scott. Jackie, as the rookie of the Rim to Rim adventure, talk through the descent from Trailhead to Phantom.
Well, Katie and I started probably about 4:20 in the morning, so it's dark.
Okay.
Just the two of us, we decided to go down Bright Angel instead of South Kaibab. And I think we're probably the only two out of the group that decided to do that. So we left a little earlier than most. Headlamps on. Of course, my headlamp is pooping out early. so I'm trying to keep up with Katie running on her heels, and she's trying to push me off to the side, saying, oh, it's this way. Go this way. you won't fall, I promise.
The shortcut.
Shortcut, yeah, yeah. But getting down to Phantom, we made pretty good time. We kind of just booked it down to Phantom, and it was down there by about 6:30, 6:40.
Yeah, we got down right in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very good.
That's good, because that's an extra 2 miles rather than the norm going down Kaibab. So that's an extra 2 miles. So you
Bright
guys
Angel
really
is a little further. Yeah. It's a little further.
I'm not a fan of Bright Angel.
No, I'm not either. No.
I mean, especially coming out.
Yeah.
You get all the way, you get several hundred feet above the river, and it takes you right back down to the river.
You're
thinking
about
the last thing you
want
to do
painful,
is over climb something
I
twice.
I was here
right?
before.
Yeah, I
Why
was
did
there
I have
before.
To come back
yeah,
down
but
here.
But it's the only place with water.
Well, that's
you go
true.
South Kaibab, you leave Phantom, and you're done.
You're on your own.
You have what you're carrying.
Yeah, but that's the downside of Kaibab.
No water.
Yeah, no water.
You leave
water.
Phantom, and you gotta make it to the top.
You know, you know what all these conversations are telling anyone who's interested in climbing is make sure you go with someone who knows the first time. You know, really do your homework.
Well, Mike Reach,
things can go bad really quick.
Our broadcast engineer, you went and tried it after getting in shape for several months,
you didn't
right?
Write him, yeah. You didn't write him a letter.
Yeah, I did that completely.
Yeah, we say a lot of stuff on our way up.
Yeah.
On the way up to the canyon. On the
drive. On the drive up.
On a drive up, yeah. And
well, it's too late then, Tom. It's way too late at that point.
Like 6 months.
You can make your own choice. You know, you can choose Bright Angel. It's up to you. You know, I mean, it's basically every man for himself, because nobody can really carry you out, and you have to get out, you know. There's no other way out, you know. So
don't take
it
for granted.
If you decide Bright Angel, that's got water. If you decide Kaibab, there's no water. You got to carry enough water to make it, and you know.
And we may be scaring some people. I don't know. You've done it 50 times in groups of 20 and 15 and 8 and 10 and 50. So you've accompanied hundreds of people through the canyon. And we all have the one or two that we remember that stumbled, fell, locked up. I remember one night we had to throw a man. Once he made it out, we had to throw him in a tub of ice, and he ended up with IVs. And
that's right.
Yeah,
yes,
that was,
that's right.
So we remember those. What? But then there are other hundreds of other episodes of people making it and really enjoying the hike. So I don't want people not do it because we're intimidating, but I want them to respect what we're doing.
That was the big word Tom used, was respect. You know, don't assume that you can just hop off a bus and run down the canyon and back up the other side.
Yeah.
But we're going to ask Mike about his experience.
Yeah, Mike has a friend, flies to town.
Yeah, we did virtually no training, none. And I mean, I paid for that. I mean, for months. But would I do it again? Absolutely.
Would you train this time?
Yeah, I would definitely train. I'm not going to.
What did y'all do? Down South Kaibab, out Bright Angel?
Yes.
You made the loop?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we did it. I mean, we did it in one shot. And I mean, the last 100 yards, I mean, it was virtually 6-inch steps, and I'm going, if we miss that last bus, I might break down in tears. But we, you know, my buddy showed up, flew in. He landed at 1 o'clock in the morning. We slept for about 3 hours, got up at 4. We were there at 5:30, and we caught the last bus getting out of there back to the car. But and I mean, I paid for that for months. So training is a good idea, but I'd do it again in a second.
So Jackie, you're down to Phantom in 2 hours, which is really incredible. That's smoking. That's really traveling. And you feel pretty good at that point, don't you?
This
is okay. This is all right.
Yeah. Felt really good. Had stayed pretty hydrated running down. I mean, obviously going down, you're not feeling that need to drink as much, but trying to stay as hydrated as possible. And then bandaging some early on blisters at Phantom. and grabbing some protein snacks. I think that was probably one of my bigger mistakes on the trip, was not bringing enough salty stuff. Goo just really messed me up.
Oh, gosh. Man, you get to the pump house on about your fourth pack of goo, and you think, I'm never, ever going to buy this stuff again in my life.
I had one, and I was good. So peanut butter was my go-to for fueling up. And then pretty much running across for a good length of time till about Ribbon Falls, I'd probably say. Slowed down a little bit and took advantage of seeing the sights.
Yeah, well, that's moving.
Yeah, that's incredible. In general, you know, I don't think I've ever really ran. Again, that's your option, you know. But you know, it's a thing. We basically hike. Most people basically hike, you know, walk, you know, and some of these younger people, they you know, they can't wait, you know, so they got to get across, you know.
Some of y'all's walks are at incredible paces. I'm happy at 2.5 miles an hour, and that's much slower than a lot of y'all, but that's just, that's where I'm in my happy land.
That's another recommended thing.
That's a perfect pace.
Walk your own pace. Don't walk someone else's pace, because it's going to make you very unhappy if they're much faster than you or much slower than you. You're not going to enjoy yourself. You got to do your own pace. Every man for himself, and it's fun.
We're here talking about traversing the Grand Canyon. It's called Rim to Rim, and if you're really nuts, you go rim to rim to rim. And we're doing that this morning with the Posterinos, Tom and Barb Posterino, Katie Stumbo, and Jackie Scott, who have all just recently completed the trip this last Memorial Day weekend. When we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the craziest nuts I've ever met on the Grand Canyon Traverse. There's some wackadoodles down there.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.